Hey, before we begin, we want to go over a few reminders.
Because we review celebrities, mainly actors and actresses, we have to discuss the shows they appear in.
So be aware that our episodes do contain spoilers.
During the most spoiling parts of an episode, we will remind you.
But do yourself the favor, if you see that we reviewed an actor or actress from the TV show you're currently watching or wanting to watch,
go finish the show and then listen, because we don't want to ruin the effect.
Oh, and one last notice.
We tend to mess up pronunciations of names and locations, so please don't take offense if we mispronounce a word you know. All right, that's all. Now time for
Celebrity Deep Dive. Hey, this is Katie.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to
Celebrity Deep Dive. Here we review America's favorite celebrities and dive deeper into their off-screen lives. We cover everything from their childhood to their current status.
In the coming weeks, we are going to be getting in the Christmas spirit by looking at some of Hallmark's top actresses. Today, we're taking a look at the actress with the second most number of Hallmark movies, 18, and our 9th celebrity for season 2.
She was in A Christmas Melody.
A Royal Christmas.
And Party of Five. She's Lacey Chabert. So now we're going to move on to her childhood. She was born on September 30th, 1982 in Purvis, Mississippi, which that makes her zodiac sign Libra. And for her early life activities, in 1985, she won World's Baby Petite in the World's Our Little Miss Scholarship Competition. And in 1992 and 1993, she played young Cosette in the Broadway production of Les Mis.
All right, so now let's move on to her claim to fame. Her acting debut was playing Princess / Hazel in the movie A Little Piece of Heaven, episode of Reading Rainbows called Snow Day Stories and Poems in 1991.
Her biggest role was as Claudia Salinger in Party of Five for 142 episodes between 1994 and 2000.
All right, so now we're going to move on to her other appearances, starting with her television shows, and she has so many, like, we excluded some, and they will be linked on our website, so check that out, link in our bio.
All right, so we listing episode names?
If they're there,
okay.
All right, so from 1992 to 1993, she played Bianca Montgomery in 2 episodes of All My Children.
In 1996, she played Carly Gallagher in an episode of ABC After School Specials called Educating Mom.
In Stories from My Childhood in 1998, she played Jenny in the episode called The Last Petal.
In 2002, in Strong Medicine, she played Mary in an episode called Heartbeat.
Again in 2002, she played Grace in an episode of The Drew Carey Show called Drew's Girl Friday.
In 2003, she was herself in episode number 1.4 of Punk'd.
From 2013 to 2014, she played Dr. Amy Shaw, a recurring role for 6 episodes of Baby Daddy.
In 2016, she played Ginny in an episode of Teachers called Jacob.
In 2016, she played Laura Beth it's a recurring role for 4 episodes in Still the King.
Okay, so now we're going to go on to some of her movies. In 1993, she played Baby June in Gypsy.
In 1997, she played Jenny Newhall in When Secrets Kill.
In 1998, she played Penny Robinson in Lost in Space.
She played Eloise Logan in Tart in 2001.
She played Amanda Becker in Not Another Teen Movie in 2001.
In Hometown Legend in 2002, she played Rachel Sawyer.
In 2002, in The Scoundrel's Wife, she played Florida Picot.
She played Jenny in Daddy Daycare in 2003.
In 2004, in The Brooke Ellison Story, she played Brooke Ellison.
She was Gretchen Winers in Mean Girls in 2004.
She was Allison Henderson in Shadows of Fear in 2004.
In Dirty Deeds, she was Meg Cummings in 2005.
In 2006, she had a role in She Said, He Said.
In 2006, she played Olivia in Hello Sister, Goodbye Life.
In 2006, she played Cindy in High Hopes.
She played Noah Goldman in Fadua in 2006.
In 2006, she played Julie in A New Wave.
She played Faruza in The Pleasure Drivers in 2006.
In 2006, in Black Christmas, she played Dana Mathis.
She played Tiffany in Be My Baby in 2007.
In 2007, she played Vanessa Rappaport in Being Michael Madsen.
I keep getting all the hard names. She played Jamie Spagnoletti.
Spagnoletti. Yeah, we're going to go with that.
What? Spagnoletti. In What If God Were the Sun in 2007.
In 2008, she played Marcy in Sherman's Way.
She played Sarah in Reach for Me in 2008.
She played Liz Merriweather in 2008 in Untitled Liz Merriweather Project.
In 2009, she played Jane in The Lost.
In 2009, she played Sandra in Ghost of Girlfriends Past.
In 2010, she played Becky in My Sleep.
She played Noelle Edwards in Thirst in 2010, and she was also an executive producer.
In A Holiday Heist in 2011, she played Jennifer.
She played Emma in Imaginary Friend in 2012.
She played Ms. Lorne in Sanitarium in 2013.
She played Dale Squire in Slightly Single in L.A. in 2013.
She played Maggie in Anything is Possible in 2013.
She played Sally Summers in 2013 in Off-Season Lex Morrison Story.
She played Abby in Telling of the Shoes in 2014.
In 2014, she played Danny in Ghost of Goodnight Lane.
And she played Gwyneth Hayden in Christian Mingle the Movie in 2014.
She played Molly Logan in 2014 in The Tree That Saved Christmas.
She played Jenna Harris in Living the Dream in 2014.
In 2015, on Family Fortune, she played Nicole.
And she played Jenna Linz in The Lost Tree in 2016.
So there are many other voice acting roles for her, but we didn't want to bore you with all of them.
So now we're going to move on to the highlight of this series, Hallmark Hall of Fame, all of her Hallmark movies throughout the years.
So you go first.
She played Liberty Taylor in Elevator Girl in 2010.
She played Melanie in Matchmaker Santa in 2012.
She played Gina Kell in The Color of Rain in 2014.
She played Emily Taylor in A Royal Christmas in 2014.
In All of My Heart, she played Jenny Fintley in 2015.
She played Hannah Dubar in Family for Christmas in 2015.
In A Christmas Melody, she played Kristen Parson in 2015.
In 2016, she played Sarah Thomas and was a co-executive producer in A Wish for Christmas.
She was Fiona Wrangley in Moonlight in Vermont in 2017.
She was Jenny Fintley in All of My Heart, In Love, and In with Two N's in 2017.
She was Kylie Watson in The Sweetest Christmas in 2017.
In My Secret Valentine, she played Chloe Grange in 2018.
In 2018, she was Kira Slater in Love on Safari.
In 2018, she played Jenny Fintley in All of My Heart, The Wedding.
She played Darcy Fitzwilliam in Pride and Prejudice and Mistletoe in 2018.
She played Emma Colvin in Love, Romance, and Chocolate.
And she played Angela De Luca in Christmas in Rome in 2019.
And then she had two mystery Hallmark movies.
Yep. So they were kind of like sequels to each other, mm-hmm. I guess. Yeah. So in both of them, she played Tess Harper. The first one was called The Crossword Mysteries, A Puzzle to Die For in 2019. Mm-hmm. And the second one was called The Crossword Mysteries, Proposing Murder in 2019.
So now we're going to go on to... Right. Now we're going to move on to her current status. So this year, four of her Hallmark movies came out. So Winter in Vale, she played Chelsea. In The Crossword Mysteries, Abracadabra, she played Tess Harper. In Christmas Waltz, she played Avery. And in Time for Us to Come Home for Christmas, she played Sarah Thomas.
All right, so now we're going to move on to her family life. Her mother's name is Julie. Her father is Tony, and she has two sisters and one brother, Wendy, TJ, and Chrissy.
She has been married to David Nadar since 2013, and she has one daughter, Julie Mimi Bella Nadar.
All right, so now we're going to move on to the news section, which is Ella's specialty, so take it away. All right,
so Lacey Chabert, I'm still not good with pronouncing her last name, so we're just going to call her Lacey, reveals what she thinks her Mean Girls character, Gretchen Wieners, would be doing in 2020. So it's been over 16 years since Mean Girls premiered as a movie. So Lacey played one of the main Mean Girls, Gretchen Wieners, and in an interview, she said she thinks she has a pretty good idea of what her character would be doing as of 2020. So she has three main predictions for her character. So she said she would probably be running a toaster strudel empire, probably end up marrying Jason, another character in the movie, and she said they probably have like six babies. So she definitely has an interesting life.
The first one got me, running a toaster strudel.
Yeah,
empire.
See, I've never actually seen Mean Girls, so I'm sure that makes sense to people that have, or it doesn't. Maybe it's very random.
Yeah. But
no, that makes no sense to me, and it's definitely very entertaining if you have not seen that movie.
All right, guys. So, Ella is currently not here. It's just Katie, because Ella had to attend to a personal matter, so she is unavailable right now. So, I'm going to just be tying up our episode. So, we are skipping the lightning. We're skipping the Christmas segment this episode because I don't have anybody to ask my questions to, and I don't have anybody to ask me questions. So, we're just gonna head to the lightning round, and we'll do a double Christmas segment next week. So, the lightning round is a bunch of random miscellaneous facts that we couldn't fit into any other segment of our podcast. So, to start off, Lacey Chabert was taken out of school in fifth grade to pursue a television role, and she was tutored on set. From a young age, she knew she wanted to go into the entertainment business, but was hesitant to become a child actress because she didn't want to be one of those people who didn't know when their careers were over. She has a passion for photography, and she wanted to be a waitress until her sister bought a restaurant and she waitressed there for 3 days, but she realized she hated it. As a young girl, she would never sit still. She actually kept her marriage a secret from the public for a very long time, and they currently live their lives out of the spotlight, so, you know, not really under the public eye. And her net worth is approximately $9 million. So that's all we have today on Lacey Chabert. Make sure to tune in next Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and subscribe to our podcast to listen to our weekly episodes. And follow us on Instagram at Celebrity Deep Dive and Twitter at Celeb Deep Dive, where you can suggest celebrities and other information you want to hear about them. Also, don't forget to share this episode with your family and friends. And check out our website, which is linked in our bio. Let's do our weekly check-in. So, in our last episode, we hit 3,000 plays, and we are currently at 3,649. That is really close to 4,000, and if you don't remember from our Season 1 blooper episode, we announced that we are going to be releasing a surprise. I'm not sure if we told you in that episode. I'm pretty sure we did, but I'm not going to say it in case we didn't. So we need to hit 5,000 plays and 100 followers on Instagram, so that's why we're doing these check-ins, so you guys can see how close we are to our goal. So we are really close to the plays goal, however, we only have 41 Instagram followers, so definitely go follow our Instagram, at Celebrity Deep Dive, all one word. Also, we are currently looking for a contestant for a So You Think You're an Expert episode. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram, like at least 5 of our posts, and DM us with the celebrity you think you're an expert on. So definitely follow us for that opportunity. So thanks so much for listening to Celebrity Deep Dive. Bye!